We are joined in the studio by Lisa Afron, partner from Seymour's in Woking, and Nolan Dark, who's the director of Seymour's Corporate. Yeah, this is great. State agents in the studio.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Lovely, yeah. Lovely to have you both in. And we're going to get Christmassy, which means I think we might play a Christmas song in a bit. But yes, we're going to be talking about something very special and very festive you've got coming up. And this is raising money for Woking and Sambair Hospice and Wellbeing Care. It's your Christmas Carol concert taking place on the 5th of December. So, Lisa, tell me a bit about this.
We've been doing it for 3-4 years now. We have a partnership with Sambair Hospice. Mm-hmm. And so we, rather than just give the money, we'd rather do events that benefit the community. They're a lot of fun. It started off quite small, and we're now at a stage where we have 3-4 schools, Guildford School of Acting, Italia Conte, West End Performers coming. It's probably going to be the best part of an hour and a half.
Yeah.
We've got a band playing as well. And it's just, it's a really great way to kick off Christmas. It starts quite early. It's the 5th of December, as you said. So right at the beginning of the festive period. Seymour's fund it all. We do all the bits behind the scene. We pull all the stuff, pay all the stuff together. So every penny of every ticket goes to Sambair Hospice, and that's the best thing. We raise a lot of money for charity, and we have a great day.
So, been running for 3 years, as you mentioned, local schools and the community getting involved, but also big West End performers turning up at Christchurch in Woking. I mean, how does that happen?
Okay, so I've got a confession to make. I wasn't always an estate agent.
Okay.
I went to Mountview Academy of Performing Arts, which is one of the accredited drama schools.
Yep.
Sounds very posh, it's not. But and I did a 3-year musical theatre course. And on when I was there, sorry, my seat's dropping down.
Oh yeah, you've
got really low down.
You got
my phone actually started. It's gone up to my forehead. Anyway,
got the dodgy seat.
Digress. When I came out of Mountview, I went into a few West End productions, including Les Mis.
Yep.
Les Miserables. I was in the 21st anniversary cast. And I made some great friends, cracking friends along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those friends was a chap called Jonathan Cohen. Do you remember Play Away? Play Away, 1970s.
Kids TV?
Yeah.
Before Play School.
Yeah. And Jonathan, every year, does a concert at the Royal Albert Hall, sing-along Christmas carols. And that became a staple for me, was going to this carol concert at the Royal Albert Hall, and that sense of, you know, everyone singing together, everyone coming together, is something that was quite dear to me. But unfortunately, what happened with Jonathan's show, it got pulled. There was the chap who was running it, I think it was Raymond Gubby, was the producer of it, and it got taken away from the Royal Albert Hall, this lovely show that used to go every year. Mm. So when we were sat in the ideas room of how we can raise funds for the hospice, I thought, you know, it'd be great if we could do a carol concert or something like that.
Yeah, get in touch with some of your old contacts.
Exactly. And I was like, you know, if I can't go to the Royal Albert Hall anymore, then I'll bring the Royal Albert Hall to Woking.
Exactly. And bring along a load of big West End performers. So who have you got from the West End coming over?
So this is the fourth year we're doing it. The first year it started quite low key. It was just me, myself, and a few of my friends coming down from the West End. My sister was singing in it. The Sound of Christmas for me is the Salvation Army band.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's
and they
it,
are,
isn't it?
And they're amazing people, by the way. What these people do in Woking, with all the charity work they do, because they don't just perform at, obviously, our carol concert. They're everywhere, raising money through the whole period. They're so busy. So we've got, that's headed up by Major John. Major John is one of the hosts every year for the carol concert. We started quite low key. I think we only had 2 schools in the first year. And now we're up to 4 schools.
Wow.
Two accredited drama schools. So we've got Italia Conte.
Yes, we're lucky to have that in Woking, aren't we?
Oh, I mean, that's so lucky.
Just brilliant having that on our doorstep.
I mean, and those facilities as well. I mean, when I went to drama school, it was almost like a derelict building in North London. And they've got this amazing, you know, 3-story. Yeah. Fantastic, and they're wonderful as well. The people who run that, there's Dan, who's the head of the musical theatre course there. He's going to be getting the students to do this wonderful multi-harmony Oh Holy Night that will be on towards the end of the show, so you have to come and see that. But we've actually got quite a lot of West End performers who live in Woking.
Okay.
There's a guy called Ben Wheeler, who was in Jersey Boys for years.
Oh, I love Jersey Boys. That's
Jersey Boys, amazing show.
Brilliant.
He was a dance captain for like 10 years or something like that. Something bonkers. However long it lasted in the West End. And obviously, I knew that he lived in Woking. And I was like, what can I do this year? Because we're always trying to think, what's the theme going to be?
You're going to go bigger and better than the year before.
Bigger and better
you?
Every time.
Yes.
He's in a really good function band called Bloomfield Avenue, who go all over the world performing. Last year, they were one of the main bands, doing the Rugby World Cup and things like that. They're everywhere. And he sings alongside a guy called Joe Prowse, who's also quite a well-known West End performer who lives locally as well. And Joe has got us in contact with some of the cast members from Frozen. So we've got four of the cast members from Frozen coming down.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying. It's £12 a ticket.
I'm getting West End
performers.
I'm trying to think of a pun here involving Let It Go. It might come to me at some point. But yeah, this is amazing. So you've got proper West End actors and stars of West End shows coming to Christchurch in Woking. I've got to ask, though, you mentioned your time in drama school. And how did you end up in the state agency business?
So, one of my closest friends, a chap called Adrian De Gregorian, who's a Woking chap who I went to drama school with, he invited me down. When I was living up in North London, all my family live in Bournemouth, and it was a bit of a schlep going from North London down to Bournemouth to see my family. And he said, why don't you move to Woking? He said, because you can get your train, go into the West End from there, from Woking. It's a really good train, and then it's only going to be an hour for you if you want to go down and see your family there. I came down here after I finished Les Mis. I worked for, have you ever heard of a corporate function band called the Three Waiters before?
I haven't, no.
So the Three Waiters were you have them at dinner parties. Mm-hmm. So they pretend to be waiters and then they burst into song. So the Three Waiters, it started over in Australia about 20, 30 years ago, and it became the number one selling corporate act across the world. And I was lucky enough to be one of the 30 singers that was going all over the place singing in this band.
Yeah.
And we had like the contract for Emirates. I got to sing for Wayne Rooney at the different weddings and things.
Amazing.
It was amazing. It was amazing. It was a great time in my life. We then got hit with the financial crisis. And it was seen as a bit grotesque to be spending all this money on lavish entertainment. So a friend of mine suggested, well, why don't you, to get you through, this sticky patch or something, why don't you try, a state agency? Some transferable skills.
Well, yeah, because you're selling houses. It's kind of theatrical, I guess,
in
some
exactly.
ways.
Yeah. And then I end up working for Lisa.
Oh, there you go.
Lisa.
I bet in the office. I mean, I bet that's an interesting experience.
It's great. It's great fun to work with, and there's so much energy.
Yeah.
But we've got the shared passion. We live in Woking. Our kids are at school in Woking.
Yeah.
We want to do things that if we're spending money, let's spend it on the place that we live and
absolutely.
The community that we want to support. Yeah. So.
And as an estate agency, you're very much part of the community.
Absolutely.
And this is your way, I suppose, of giving back and supporting the community that you live in and you work in. And
that's really key.
Yeah.
And I think what you need to understand is that Lisa, John Ferrucci, Frank Orlando, they're all from Woking. They're all from around this area. And they've, they genuinely care about the community.
Yeah.
They genuinely want to give back because obviously they've made their money from the community.
Yeah.
They feel obligated to give it back.
Yeah.
So, of all the, different companies I've worked for in my time and things like that, I have to say, that's one of the best things about, working for someone like Lisa.
Absolutely.
It's somebody who's so passionate about looking after the hospice and there's all sorts of projects we've got that we can't that are in the pipeline as well now. I don't think we've talked about them online now.
Yeah, we'll get you back on to talk about those. We're going to take a break. We're going to play a Christmas song in a bit because we're talking about Christmas. I think we can probably get away with that after these adverts. But trying to feel a bit festive, and I'll tell you what, this concert on the 5th of December is definitely going to make us all feel festive. So it's a mixture, as we're saying, of local school children, local groups, but then the big West End stars. And we were saying actually, Lisa, coming out of COVID, you actually ran this in 2020. What was your first one, was it?
One before.
So the second
Second one, was Les Mis, and it was a lot of the West End performers weren't working, so we were lucky to have some absolutely amazing, amazing people. The show was phenomenal. I don't know if you know Christchurch Church, but there's a cafe just behind
it. Yes,
yes. And so the people that hadn't bought a ticket and were just eating their soup in the cafe were just kind of blown away by this phenomenal production.
But I think the venue was as well. I don't think, because the venue, Christchurch, we have to plug them, because Shane, the guy who is on the technical side of things there, I don't think he or them they were expecting the calibre of singer that was suddenly going to rock up.
It's like you're going for a snooze, going for your soup and a little bit of lunch, and somebody's like, "Oh, what's going on?"
Yeah, and we looked around, and there were nearly all of the adults in the audience were crying at this point, and it was phenomenal. But what we did think about it is, actually, we want the kids to have fun.
Yeah,
and so we switched the next year to Mary Poppins, which was a definite success. And looking at the little faces of these of the Barnsbury and the halls or CFE schools when they're singing Supercalifragilistic, get that word out.
Yeah.
That's impressive on radio. Won't try that again. And listening to them, their little faces watching songs that they know, sung by people at an incredibly high level, was so exciting. So that's why we kind of followed the Frozen theme this year, is let's get the kids to really feel it and love it.
And I wanted the show to build a bit to a bit of a party. So again, going back to the Jonathan Cohen Royal Albert Hall one that I used to watch there, you know, everyone's up dancing at the end of this carol concert, you know, and singing all the up-tempo songs, you know, and that's what I'm going for this year with it. We're going to, you know, it's amazing that these kids from Horsell Junior School, Barnsbury Primary School, St Dunstan's get to watch all these amazing professional performers
in a fairly intimate venue, rather than just your sort of mean sort of big theatre in London. They're actually going to a local church and seeing, I mean, this could be experiences that are going to live with them for a long time, but
it's not just the concert, it's, but you know, in the morning they're sat with these performers chatting away to them, having little conversations with them when we're doing all the sound check, but they're also there chatting to the students, you know, from Italia Conte, from you know, they're going to be able to talk to the kids from Guildford School of Acting now, so there's the through line for them. Yeah. So if they really want, you know, to go on and be one of these West End performers, then we've got two of the best accredited drama schools on our doorstep for them to go to. So I think that's amazing that they get to experience and see that through line to being a performer on the West End.
Absolutely. And Woking being so close to London as well, I mean, you can understand why a lot of people from the West End and people in that sort of line of work would choose to live in this area.
Well, Woking, we're full of performers around here. Full of them. You know, we've got some amazing talent right on our doorstep, which is what I'm trying to tap into.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to make, so, you know, going back to, you know, Ben Wheeler and Joe Prowse and this amazing band that are going to finish the show. So after we've had the amazing performers from Frozen get up and do their selection of songs, Joe's going to get up and you're going to have a 20, 30 minutes of some of the best rock and roll,
amazing.
Six piece band. You know, we're going to get the kids up dancing because that's what I want. You know, I want everyone to have a lot. You know, fun. You know,
this is what it's all about, the spirit of Christmas, getting the children involved, and like you say, that sort of networking with the big West End stars and people that maybe aspiring to be in that industry. But Lisa, I wondered why, Woking Sunbear Hospice, we know that it's a brilliant local cause, and we know that, you know, charities have had it tough lately, and we know that, you know, it costs a lot of money to keep the doors open. What was it that made you think, you know, this is a charity you're going to support?
I think it came about quite organically. We ended up crossing paths a few times and chatting to, you know, the fundraising guys there. And we just seemed to have common... It fit with our patch. Geographically, it made a lot of sense. But when you speak to the guys there and you hear about what they do... it just really humbled us and made us think, you know what, this is a charity that helps so many people. We always have someone from Woking and Sambir Hospice speaks. We have the CEO who speaks, who's, you know, fascinating to listen to about their plans. But we normally have someone who's been impacted by the help the charity's done. And I think we had a lady a few years ago who spoke about how her husband was helped through this, and it's phenomenal the work they do, and the I don't know anyone that you've come across that's had any interaction with Stanbury Hospice that does anything other than rave about how amazing they all were. And we, you know, they need a huge amount of money to keep going, and what we give them in the scheme of things isn't as much as we'd like to. But we know that the money's getting spent in a community that we all want to be part of.
And you know that, you know, the money from these ticket sales, it's helping the local community. It's in so many ways. So you can actually see the difference and the benefit that the ticket sales and that money that that's making. You can see
we have a big raffle. Every penny we raise on the day, from the collections, from the raffle, from the tickets, every single penny goes to Stanbury. I think last year we got to just under £5,000 from the event, which is fantastic. It's a really, really good fun day, but there's always a little part of the day where you sit there and you listen to people who've used the hospice, and when you realise actually there's a point to this as well, and that's the nice bit for us.
Absolutely. And most, I mean, we've spoken a lot here already, working to, you know, the hospice and hearing about what the work, the fundraising they do in various ways, and actually, you know, the work they do in the community, but also the health and wellbeing centre having Goldsworth Park. I mean, that is just such a brilliant facility, and you go in there and you maybe have an idea of what a hospice is like, but actually, you know, that really challenges it, and it's actually, you know, really, you know, it's not a sad place. They try and make it as kind of, you know, as welcoming and inclusive as possible, and it's just brilliant.
Yeah, they've got I think they've got a Christmas fair the weekend before the Carol concert, so you must try and pop along to that, because it's the first time they're doing a Christmas fair at the actual hospice. It's going to be midday on the Saturday before, what date is that? I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's a date for the Derby. We'll look that one up.
Second Saturday. Yes. But it's the first time they've done it, so, you know, we've got to get the word out there because we want it to be a success.
Absolutely, yes. Well, I love this time of year. All these Christmas events, and of course, a great way to kick all this off as well, at Christchurch in Woking. So this is taking place on the 5th of December. What time on the 5th is it?
12 o'clock.
So that's a good way to spend your lunch.
So if you're working, get out, get it off on your lunch break.
Yeah.
You'll get mince pie.
Ooh, okay.
Mulled wine.
Might
go back a bit tipsy.
Well, yeah,
but it's the Christmas. Afternoon fly by.
It's Christmas after all, isn't it? I mean, you can get away with that, I think.
You can buy tickets at any of the Sambia shops. You can come into a Seymour's office and we'll help you if you get stuck, or you can buy them online. We'll also be selling tickets on Tuesday night
at Woking Football Club.
And we've been very, very lucky. McLaren have given us two cars?
They've given us two cars.
So if you want to come down and have a look at a nice McLaren, buy a ticket, make a contribution at Woking Football Club for the Chesterfield game on Tuesday. We're down there selling
tickets. You can't drive the cars.
No.
Okay. And it's not a raffle.
No, you're going to drive a car.
These cars, I don't know a lot about cars, but I think they're about £300,000 each, these cars. And this goes to show how events like this, it's like a cold, it catches on. We were sat with some of the people from McLaren a few months ago, and I was telling them about the Carol concert, and they said, well, how can we help you? They said, do you want some promotional cars? And I was like, well, what can the cars sing? can we put them in the show? And they said, we might be able to, you know, help you with some promo. So we've got these two amazing cars. Forgive me, I don't know what models they are.
Okay.
But they've been tattooed with the Woking Hospice branding.
Ooh, lovely.
So, you know, it's amazing how, you know, big company like this is now getting involved with Woking Hospice as well.
Absolutely.
So you'll be able to get your picture taken next to the car. You'll be able to get inside, get your picture taken. The car will be at the Chesterfield game, and it will also be at the Horsell Christmas Fair, and there'll be one at Woking Hospices Fair.
There you go.
So plenty of opportunities.
So much love and so much support for this charity. I think the whole community just takes Woking Sunbury Hospice to its heart, doesn't it?
Absolutely. But it's important, especially, you know.
Yeah, so important.
At this time, you know, money's tight and things like that. It's important now for everyone, all the companies, all the individuals to get behind this.
Absolutely. So remind us then, if we want to get tickets, Lisa?
Yeah, if you can, you can buy them in the Sambia shops. There's a code, so if you go onto our website, you'll be able to find the code.
There's a ticket link as well on our website.
There's a ticket link. You can, if you're stuck and you don't want to do the whole code thing, because I know my mum nags me. She just wants a paper ticket.
You can buy it offline in the old-fashioned way.
Walk into an office and we'll help you out. We'll get you a ticket.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So it's not a problem.
Okay. 12 o'clock at Christchurch on the 5th of December. So that's a Tuesday afternoon. Great way to spend lunchtime and get yourself in a festive spirit. Thank you both of you for coming down, and good luck with all of that.
Thank you very much for having us.
Lovely to meet you. So thank you so much.